Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As an Adult, the podcast where I review movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And this week I review 1994's Speed. Hi guys, welcome to the show. Before I talk about Speed, let's talk about the things I watched this week. There's a couple of things I watched this week. There's one thing I want to go in depth on. Let's get all the little stuff out of the way. Watching the new season of Pen 15, which on Hulu, which is a great fucking show. I'm only like 3 episodes in so far. Been busy. Haven't had a lot of time, you know, to really get into the show. You know, I'm only watch, like I said, like only 3 episodes in. I'll probably watch a couple more episodes tonight. You know, because like I didn't even know that they were gonna have a second season. I thought like the first season, I think they were just gonna have one season. That was it. Because the first season, I want to say, came out in, what, 2017, 2018, maybe? I don't think it's a 2019 thing. I want to say the first season came out either in 2017 or 2019. I mean, not 2019, 2018. And they just dropped a new season just out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, shit, Pen 15's back. You know, cause I love that goddamn show. It's one of my favorite shows out right now. For anybody that doesn't know what Pen 15 is, first of all, you gotta fucking watch it. It's fucking hilarious. It's a comedy. It's like a high school comedy, but the main character, it's kind of like a flip. This is how I can explain it. It's kind of like a flip on like teen comedies where they cast grown adults as teenagers, but in this case the two main characters are two women in their 30s playing like 13, 14 year olds, and everybody else around them is a real teenager. You know, like they're real kids. They look like the kids from like fucking Stranger Things. Like, you can tell these are children. They're like, and they act like real teenagers. They act like real children. Everybody around them is a real kid. Even like the main character, she has like a older brother, and he's a real kid. Like, this kid's like 15, 16 years old, you know, and like he's a real kid, but she's a grown, a like 35 year old woman playing his little sister. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. I love it. It's a funny fucking show. It's set in the late 90s, I think, because like there's a lot of like, it'll send you on a nostalgia trip. It really will, because there's a lot of like late 90s shit in there. Like, there's a lot of late 90s pop culture references. There's a lot of late 90s music. There's a lot of late 90s like television. Like, a lot of late 90s shit. Like, they mentioned Wild Things in this show. Wild Things in the first season. Like, there's a first season where like all the kids get together. They're like, hey, we're gonna watch Wild Things. You wanna watch? It's rated R. There's boobs in there. It's fucking hilarious. If you haven't checked out Pen 15, go check out the first season of Pen 15, and then catch up and watch the second season. Like I said, I'm only 3 episodes in, and so far it's good. So check out Pen 15. That's a good show. And I also watched a four part documentary about the Challenger, the spaceship Challenger, the space shuttle. That was a downer. I can't really count it as a thing that I've really watched this week, because I watched it, but I kind of just like had it on in the background, you might say. Especially like episodes like 3 and 4. 4, like, the biggest thing that caught my eye in, like, I think, like, episode maybe 3 or 4 was the spaceship blowing up. I was like, oh, because, like, just seeing it, because, like, they show the spaceship blowing up with no sound. It's just, like, the spaceship just, and then, boom, and it blows up, and it's, like, terrifying. It is a frightening thing to watch. And, like, it stopped me. Like, whatever the fuck I was doing, I was like, it stopped me. I was like, holy shit. I was like, that shit just, wow. You know? And, like, it's kind of a thing of, because episode 1 and episode 2, you get to know the astronauts, and it kind of leads, so when it leads up to, that's the thing about the whole documentary. It's like, you get to know the astronauts, you know, and so when the spaceship blows up, it's like you know these people, you know, because you get to know, because episode 1 and 2, you get to know their families, you get to know who they are as people, you know, and like, so like when you see them go up in space, and when you see them go up in the space shuttle, and it blows up, you're like, oh shit, it's like I know these people now, you know, it's like I know these people, and then like there's like anticipation, it's just the anticipation of the space shuttle blowing up, because you know it's gonna blow up, because it's history, you know, just the anticipation of that shit happening is just wild, man. It's because like there were like talks about, because like there's talks on the documentary about them not even going up. Like, they weren't even supposed to go up because it was too cold. Like, because even, like, the guy that was in charge of the space shuttle, he was like, I think he was, like, talking to his wife. He's like, oh, I don't think we're going up. It's too cold. He was like, I think they're going to just scrap this shit. Right? He thought. The guy that was in charge, he was on the space shuttle when it blew up. He was thinking, like, man, we ain't gonna do this. He was like, they gonna scrap this shit. We ain't going up there. You know, like, he was like, fuck it. You know, you know, we're not going. And then they said, then the head of NASA, forgot the guy's name now, but he pretty much forced everybody's hand. And he said, yeah, we got a schedule. Put they asses up there. And that's what killed them, pretty much. Like, the head of NASA forcing everybody's hand, you know, just forcing everybody's hand to go up in space because he's got a deadline and he's got a schedule. You know, that's basically what killed them. Like, and the fact that, because, like, they were talking about it was too cold. They were talking about, there's problems. There might be problems with the boosters. There's something called the O-ring. I never heard the word O-ring said so much in my life. There's something called the O-ring. I guess that, like, helps the rocket booster. And, like, they said that that was damaged or something. They were saying that was damaged. And it's not safe for them to go up. And, like, they were saying, like, it being cold, it's really not safe for them to go up. And he wanted them to go up anyway. So he's like, let them go up. And they went up and they got there. They died. They were like, they fucking exploded. It's sad, man. It's really sad. If you got the time to check it out, go check it out. It's on Netflix. It's called Challenger, the final. I think it's called Challenger, the final mission. So like, check that out. I watched all 4 parts. Like I said, 3 and 4 were kind of background noise to me, but I paid attention enough to know what was going on. You know, so. Watch those two. Watch that. Those 2 things I recommend. Pen 15 on Hulu. Watch the first 2 seasons of that. And watch Challenger, the final mission. I recommend that. It's a good watch. There's something else I watched. Oh my god. This is the main thing I wanted to talk about. Because this shit. Oh my god. I watched that movie, The Devil All the Time, with my wife, Mistress Shauna. Mistress Shauna wanted to watch the movie. She wanted to watch it, and She wanted to watch the movie because she loves that type of shit. She loves, because it's kind of like an American, it's kind of like an American gothic film. And like my wife, like she loves like American gothic shit. She just loves like creepy shit, really. Like that's what my wife loves. And this movie is fucking creepy. It's creepy and batshit crazy as all hell. Great cast though, because you got Tom Holland, you got Robert Pattinson, you got Sebastian Stan, you got what's my man name? My man that played It. What's his name? Bill Skarsgård. Bill Skarsgård. You got Jason Clarke. You know, like good cast in this film. A lot of the women I couldn't really name, so like I'm not even gonna like try. I don't remember seeing them in anything else. Elvis's granddaughter's in this movie. I think it was like Riley. I can't pronounce her last name though. Her name is like Riley Cano or something like that. I think her name is Riley Cano. She's in this movie. She's Elvis's granddaughter. And movie, like, great acting jobs by everybody, especially Robert Pattinson. Like, Robert Pattinson is really, really trying to get away from Twilight. He was like, he does not want to be associated with Twilight anymore. Like, don't mention Twilight in his presence. Don't do it. It shall not be named. And like, he's really fucking trying not to be that guy anymore. But he stands out. He does a great job as this kind of just like creepy, just pedophilic preacher. You know, he's a preacher and he's a pedophile because he takes advantage of teenage girls is what he does. And he's a standout in this movie, man. He's a fucking standout. Tom Holland does a good job too. It's like, it's not much of a stretch from Peter Parker, you know. It's not much of a stretch from Peter Parker, but he's a little bit more serious in this movie than he is in like the Spider-Man films or anything like that. You know, like, he doesn't really crack a joke. He doesn't do anything like that. He's very serious in this movie. Like, there's no one-liners, no punchlines, no jokes from Tom Holland in this movie. He's taking it seriously. Bill Skarsgård, for the little bit he's in this movie, he's good. He plays Tom Holland's father. Sebastian Stan is kind of the guy that kind of gets the short end of the stick, you might say, because he plays the sheriff. He plays the sheriff of the town. He's like kind of a corrupt sheriff too. Like, he takes like hush money and he's just, yeah, I think he got ties to like the mafia and shit. And he's a dirty motherfucker. But you don't see him very much in this movie. Like, he's not in this movie a lot. He kind of gets shafted. Jason Clarke, he's a fucking creepy motherfucker too. Him and Riley Cano are like a husband and wife, like serial killer duo. You know, like, they pick up young boys, and they pick up young boys or young men, and do like sexual things to them, and then fucking kill them. Like, they Riley Cano does sexual things to the young men, and then Jason Clarke just kills them and like tortures them and like mutilates them. And sometimes they do some like, sometimes there's like, there's some necrophilic shit in here too, you know. Like, they're sick fucks. They are sick motherfuckers. And so I'm like that's pretty much the whole movie. Like, this movie was like hard. If you got a weak stomach, that's all I'm gonna say. If you got a weak stomach, don't watch this movie. If you got a weak stomach, this is not the movie to watch for you. It's very vulgar, it's very gross. it's you might want to take a shower after watching it, because it's just so slimy and creepy. You know, it's a fucking hard movie to watch. It's a hard movie to watch. I'm just gonna leave it at that. If you do not have the stomach to look at people get mutilated, if you don't have the stomach for necrophilia or pedophilia or mutilation, body mutilation, you know, like, this ain't the movie for you. Like, you can't watch this shit, you know. It's not the movie for you. But yeah, man, those were the things I watched. I'm gonna be back with Speed. See you later. Today's episode is brought to you by Restaurant.com. For Restaurant.com, you can save at thousands of restaurants across the country with just a few clicks. Their dine-in deals range from $5 to $100, never expire, and cost you a fraction of the face value. Dinner has never been easier with Restaurant.com. Use it for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Restaurant.com is offering our listeners 50% off their next purchase by going to www.restaurant.com/podcast. That's www.restaurant.com/podcast for 50% off your next purchase. Restaurant.com, the best deal every meal. All right, guys, Speed, 1994. First time I saw this movie, I did not see this movie in theaters. The first time I saw this movie, and I'm going to date myself, like I always do. The first time I saw this movie was on VHS. Remember those? I saw this movie on videotape. My dad brought the Speed videotape home from his... Because my dad used to work at a grocery store, and they had a VHS section at the grocery store, and my dad would just like bring home VHSs, you know, from the grocery store, and one of them was Speed. So like, I saw Speed like maybe like a year after it came out, so I saw it like that. And this movie is both one of my favorite movies of all time and a guilty pleasure, because I know this movie is stupid as shit. You know, like, I know it's dumb, but I got, like, this movie like holds like a special place in my heart, because like this is a movie I used to watch a lot with my dad, you know, and I'm very close to my dad. This is like our bonding movie, pretty much. Speed. It was like I would watch this movie with my dad a lot. And it was like a good way for me to spend time with him, you know, and bond with my dad. So like, Speed kind of holds like a really close place in my heart, you know. So I will always remember Speed for that. This movie, let's get into the production of this movie. This movie has a lot of great behind the scenes stories, a lot of interesting behind the scenes stories. The original script for this movie, it was written by a guy named Graham Yost. And he was inspired by a movie in 1985 called Runaway Train. I think it starred John Voight and Eric Roberts, I want to say. I think Eric Roberts was in the movie too. He was inspired by that movie. They had to revise the script. A lot of the script revisions were done by Josh Whedon, of all people. Josh Whedon. And a lot of the things that made it into the movie, a lot of the stuff that you see in the movie that made that movie pop, were a lot of Josh Whedon's ideas. Like Pop Quiz, Hot Shot, Josh Whedon came up with that. The way the main character Jack Traven is, like, that's all Josh Whedon. Because originally, Jack Traven was supposed to be kind of like this, like, John McClane type guy, you know, like, just like this, kind of witty, but kind of badass type of character. That was what he was supposed to be, like what John McClane is in the Die Hard movies. So he kind of changed him into kind of like this ne'er-do-well, kind of like really nice LAPD officer or some shit. the way they described it, I was trying to say it how they described it, because like they described him kind of like this like ne'er-do-well, kind of like very kind of nice LAPD guy, you know, like he's not like, and he's not like the one-liner guy or anything like that. You know, like he's really kind of this vanilla guy. But anyway, yeah, that's all Joss Whedon did that. The movie was directed by John DeBont, or is it Jan DeBont, because like I think he's like Swedish or some shit. He also directed Twister. Moving on, let's talk about casting. It's my favorite part. Stephen Baldwin was the first choice for Jack Traven, the lead character, but he declined the role because he said that the movie sounded like a Die Hard ripoff. That's what Stephen Baldwin said. Stephen Baldwin said that Speed sounded like a Die Hard ripoff, and he didn't want to do it. But he did Biodome with Pauly Shore. Think about that. I won't do Speed, but I will do Biodome with Pauly Shore. Great choices, Steven. Great choices. But moving along, other people that were considered for the role were Tom Cruise, of course. Tom Hanks, I don't really like action Tom Hanks, you know. I'm trying to think of if he's ever been in any action movies. I'm trying to think about it. I don't think Tom Hanks has ever been in this like a straight up like action movie. So Tom Hanks is a horrible choice for this movie. Like, I can't see Tom Hanks as an action hero. I just can't. He's like your goofy uncle. He's like your dad, you know. Like, he's great at those type of kids. He's great at playing like the underdog type guy, you know. Like, he's great at playing that guy. He's not action guy at all. Like, he's not action guy. So I'm glad they didn't pick Tom Hanks. Wesley Snipes was another person that they considered for this role. I could see Wesley Snipes doing it, but I could see why he turned it down, because he's like, I already did this shit. It's called Passenger 57. You know, he was probably saying that. He was like, I already did a movie like this. I did a movie like this on a plane. He's like, what the fuck? You know, he's giving me this shit again. That's probably the reason he turned it down. And the last person that they tried to get was Woody Harrelson. I like Woody Harrelson. I think he's a great actor. He probably would have been good in this role. He's the only other choice that I see that, yeah, he could probably pull this off. Another person, I think, that would have been great for this role. I'm going to go in depth on this person, too. Because, like, I can't help but think that if Brandon Lee was still alive at this time, he would have got this role. I can't help but think that, because Brandon Lee died a year before this movie came out. I think he died like a couple months before production started on this movie too. And I think he was doing The Crow also. So like, he was doing The Crow. But I can't help but like, if he didn't do The Crow or anything like that, which I love The Crow. Crow is one of my fucking favorite movies. I'm going to talk about The Crow someday and just, you know, just gush all over that movie. Just like, I'm going to suck that movie's dick. That's what I'm going to say, because I love The Crow so fucking much, you know? I can't help but think that Brandon Lee would have got this role if he was still alive. It's because I have this thing. I believe in parallel universes. I know that sounds crazy, but I believe in parallel universes. I believe that there's like a parallel universe where things go on. I believe that there's different versions of us. You know, I believe that like there's a me that's a multimillionaire, and there's a me that's like on the street dying or some shit, you know. And I'm just the middle ground of both of those, you know. I believe in that shit. So I believe in this universe, I believe that Keanu Reeves took Brandon Lee's career. I really believe that shit. I believe that if Brandon Lee was still alive, there would be no Keanu Reeves. I believe it. I know he did a couple other movies. He did Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. He was even in Dracula before this. He did Dracula. I know he did Point Break and all this shit, but he did a couple of, like, he wasn't really established. That's the thing, like, he wasn't really established until he did Speed. Speed is the movie that established Keanu Reeves. Like, cause like before that, he could be anything. He could have, like, we don't know what Keanu Reeves could have been before Speed. But Brandon Lee, I believe Brandon Lee would have been that dude if he was still alive. He would have had Keanu Reeves' career. He would have been in fucking Johnny Mnemonic. He would have been in The Matrix. If Will Smith still turned it down. He could have been John Wick. I can easily see Brandon Lee as John Wick. For one, like, Brandon Lee has the total package. You know, like, dude was good looking. He could act and he could really fight because his father was Bruce Lee. You know, so he could really fight. He had the acting chops and he was good looking. The only thing Keanu Reeves had was good looking. You know, that was it. He could not act and he could not fight. Brandon Lee would have been a huge fucking star if he was still alive, man. I just really believe that. Like, this dude would have been out of this world. He probably would have did all of Keanu Reeves' dramatic roles too. Like, that would have been him in Devil's Advocate. You know? That would have been him in any other little fucking, like, he did a lot of, there was like a little stretch where like Keanu Reeves did like fucking like romantic comedies or romantic just like romantic dramas and shit. Like, that probably would have been Brandon Lee too. Who knows? He probably would have been doing that shit. But or maybe that would have been Keanu Reeves' lane. Who knows? That romantic comedies and fucking romantic dramas probably would have been his. That probably would have been his lane, and all the action shit would have been Brandon Lee's lane. You know, who knows? But Brandon Lee would have been fucking Keanu Reeves. He would have been like all that shit if he was still alive. I really believe that. But Keanu Reeves got the role. Let's move on to the role of Annie. Get this, like, the role of Annie was originally written for a black woman. Yeah, Annie in the script was originally a black woman. She was originally a black paramedic, is what she was supposed to be. I don't get it, but paramedic catching the bus, I don't know. But but she was supposed to be a black paramedic. I don't know how. Maybe she was a paramedic on her off day. I don't know. Shit. But I guess that's how they wrote it. Like, she was on her off day and she was just catching the bus. And then she just ended up on the bus. And she's like, I'm a paramedic. And like, drive this bus. Drive this bus. But, okay. But, yeah. Annie was originally a black woman. But the only black actress they knew was Halle Berry. And she turned it down. That's the only black actress that they went to was Halle Berry. She turned it down. It didn't go to Angela Bassett. It didn't go to Nia Long. It didn't go to Vivica Fox or even Layla Rahsaan to a lesser extent. You know, because Layla Rahsaan, she's pretty. Like, she was a pretty woman back in her day. A beautiful woman back in her day. But acting, not really her strong suit. You know, she tried. She fucking tried. She really did. But everything I seen her in, I was like, you're so fucking pretty. You know, that's all I say. Everything I've ever seen Layla Rahsaan in, I was like, you're so fucking pretty. You know, that's all I can say. I was like, you're not the greatest actress, but you're so fucking pretty. You know, but even her, she probably could have been in this, but they got hire Keanu Reeves, they got hire Layla Rahsaan, so, you know, so, but I wonder if that's how women look at Keanu Reeves. I wonder if that's how the women look at him. They're just like, he can't act, but they just look at him and they're just like, he's so fucking pretty, you know. I guess that's how women look at Keanu Reeves. They look at Keanu Reeves how I look at Layla Rahsaan. Like, you're so fucking pretty. That's it. But so they just stopped right there. They was like, we're not gonna look for any other black actresses. Halle Berry didn't want it. Let's change the character white. You know, so they were just like, let's just make the character white. The first white person, not gonna say first white person, but let's not say that. The first woman that they considered for the role, get this. This is their first choice. Ellen DeGeneres was the first choice when they turned the character white. She was the first choice for Annie. So it's gonna be Keanu Reeves and Ellen DeGeneres, but I believe she turned down the role. She didn't want to do it. Good, I guess, but I don't know, but yeah, she, because Ellen DeGeneres, I'm trying to hold my tongue, because Ellen DeGeneres, she's just been in such a fucking shitstorm as of late, you know, and I don't want to see this movie, and fellow New Orleans, you know, me and her, both from New Orleans, but I've been hearing so much shit about her, man. It's just, I don't want to talk about anybody's, let's just move on. But they chose Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bullock, I've always thought this about Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bullock has kind of like this weird, like, hot ugliness to her for some reason. It's like, she's not really cute, but she's not really ugly. She's just right, you know? You see one of those type of girls, like, you've seen one of those type of ladies where it's like, you're not really cute, you're not really ugly, you just right. Take a shot at you, you know. It's like, cause like she kind of got like this woman face, but man face. It's like, you know, like it's kind of amalgamation of a woman face and a man face. You know, I don't know if I talked about this when I reviewed The Net, but that's her face. She's kind of like that, and it's like, yeah. I'd smash that. You know? It's, Sandra Bullock has always had a weird face to me, but it's like, I'd still hit, you know? It's like, that's what I have to say about Sandra Bullock. The rest of the cast is Joe Morton, Jeff Daniels, and Dennis Hopper as the villain Howard Payne. They round out the rest of this cast. Let's get into the movie. First time I saw this movie, I remember seeing this movie for the first time. I was shocked to see Keanu Reeves and Jeff Daniels. Didn't know. I knew Keanu Reeves a little bit, but not much. Jeff Daniels, I knew a tiny bit, but this is what I saw as a kid, because I saw this movie when I was like 9 years old. When I saw Keanu Reeves and Jeff Daniels in this movie, all I said was, "Oh, it's Ted from Bill and Ted and Harry from Dumb and Dumber." That's what I saw. I was like, so Ted from Bill and Ted and Harry from Dumb and Dumber are cops. And Keanu Reeves, I had to like second take it, because I didn't even believe it was Keanu Reeves. I didn't believe that was the same guy that did Bill and Ted. I thought he was another person. Because, like, he had long hair in Bill and Ted, and in this movie, he's got a buzz cut. So I was like, is that the same dude? I'm like, is that the same guy that played Ted in Bill and Ted? And I was like, that's him. We didn't have Wikipedia back in the day, so I couldn't look it up. So I really had to look at him and file in, like, I'm like, the voice sounds the same. The face looks the same. I was like, that's him. I'm like, that's the dude, you know? So it was like really weird for me to see them as cops. I couldn't really take it seriously the first time I saw it. But as the movie went along, I was like, I'm just going to play along with it. You know, just going to play along with it. But yeah, the plot of this movie, of course, bomb on the bus. If you go under 50, it explodes. And so they got to drive this bus, man. They got to drive this fucking bus all over Los Angeles, which is, I think that's a little bit brilliant, because traffic in LA is terrible. Traffic in LA is fucking terrible. So it's going to be hard for you to speed around LA, you know? When you got fucking traffic jams all over. You know, like, the highways stay packed in LA. They stay packed. So it's brilliant, because you're like, hey man, if this bus explodes, everybody's gonna fucking blow up. And everybody's on it. And like, if that bomb explodes on the goddamn freeway, everybody's blowing up. Not just the bus, cars, because the fucking gas tanks and all this shit. Like, everybody's fucking blowing up. Everybody dying that day. Quite possibly half of the city of Los Angeles is dying that day. So it's kind of a brilliant move. Kind of brilliant. Some of this movie does have Fast and the Furious logic. Before Fast and the Furious was even a thing. Because, like, There's some things in here. The biggest one is the bus jump, where like they had to jump because half of the freeway is not finished. Half of the freeway is not finished, and they have to jump from one side of the freeway to the other side of the freeway. So they do that, and it is because, like, they're going, because, like, the bus can only go up to 70. I would think that you would have to go 100 miles per hour at least, or 90 miles per hour to make that jump. Another thing is there was a barrier before they made the jump that they had to break through, so that would break the momentum of the speed. So they ain't surviving that. If they make that jump, they're not surviving. They're dying. They're dying anyway. You know? It was like, if this was real, either they blowing up or they dying because they ain't making that goddamn jump. Like, so either way, they're fucking dead. But it's a movie, so that doesn't matter. Let's talk about the cast. Keanu Reeves is Jack Traven. He is just the most vanilla milk toast, fucking just dry fucking action hero I've ever seen. Like, Jack Traven is dry, and Keanu Reeves makes him dry, I think. Like, he really makes him dry. He's just, like, no emotion, you know. All I got to say is that, like, Keanu Reeves is the luckiest guy in Hollywood. That's all I'm gonna say. Keanu Reeves is the luckiest guy in Hollywood. Like I said, girls just look at him and just say, "You're so fucking pretty," you know, and they just ignore the fact that he can't fucking act, you know. It's what they do. So, like, he's definitely the weakest part of this goddamn movie, and he's the star, so he's the weakest part of this goddamn movie. Seems like a nice fucking guy, though, man. Like, I don't want to shit on Keanu Reeves. He seems like a nice fucking guy. You know, that's probably another thing that gets it through. Like, he's a nice fucking guy. If he was a nice guy and ugly, I don't think that would got him through. Because they'd be like, "You can't fucking act. I don't care how nice you are. Get the fuck out of my office." You know, but the fact that I think that women think he's cute, you know, that, and he's nice, you know, gets him through the door. You know, like, it just gets him through the door. You're like, "Oh, he's cute and he's nice. Just let him have the role." You know, because he is not the best actor. He is not the best actor at all. I think the best movie he's ever done, and this was on the poll, because I did a poll for this movie. I had like four Keanu Reeves movies to pick from. You guys chose Speed. I think Keanu Reeves' best movie is The Devil's Advocate. Like, he really tries in that movie. He really fucking tries in that movie. I really wanted to review that movie. I was really hoping you guys would pick that movie. I was really hoping you guys would pick Devil's Advocate. But you didn't. You chose Speed. Okay. But it's okay. But I like Speed anyway. But like I say, luckiest guy in Hollywood, though. Nice. Seems like a nice fucking dude, though, man. Like, seems like, it's like the three, it seems like the three nicest, that's like probably like the four nicest guys in Hollywood that I can think of off the top of my head. Tom Hanks, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Chadwick Boseman, who we lost sadly, and Keanu Reeves, man. Like, they seem like just the most chill dudes, you know. Just the most nicest dudes. They seem like dudes that you just want to hang out with, you know. They don't seem like they're assholes. They don't seem like they got like a bit of like a dickhead in their fucking body, you know. Like, just all four of those guys, you know. Like I said, sadly we lost one. We lost Chad, you know. But seem like I said, I don't want this to be a Keanu Reeves bashing video or podcast, you know. I don't want that to be that, because I like Keanu Reeves as a person. Like I said, seemed like a nice fucking guy. You know, I don't want that to be that. And he dates women his own age. You know, that's another thing. Like, he dates women his own age. He's not out here trying to steal some young girl's fucking youth. You know, so that's another thing I commend him on. But like I say, not bashing Keanu Reeves as a person. Just talking about his acting ability. That's it. But moving on, Sandra Bullock. She's really good in this. I can't deny it. Sandra Bullock, she's really goddamn good in this. This is her breakout role, man, because she did Demolition Man, I think, a year before this. She did Demolition Man a year before this. She's good in that, too. What else did she? Because I think she was in, she's been acting for a while. I think she's been acting since, like, the mid-80s, I want to say. She's been acting. Another movie I kind of vaguely remember her in, she was in a movie called Love Potion Number 9, which I vaguely remember. I think I saw that when I was like a little kid. You know, I had to be maybe like 5 or 6 years old when I saw that movie. You know, I don't remember that movie very much, but I believe that was the first time I ever seen Sandra Bullock, and I didn't even notice it was Sandra Bullock. Because she looked totally different. She had like, I think because she had like glasses and long hair. She had like long curly hair and she had glasses in that movie. So it's kind of, you don't really recognize her, but that was like kind of like the first movie that I think I realized she was in was Love Potion Number 9. But Demolition Man, she's good in. That's like kind of like the start, and Speed just shoots her into the stratosphere, man. Like, she, this is when Sandra Bullock becomes Sandra Bullock, you know, like, this is the role that they made her. Joe Morton is in this movie. Joe Morton's a great character actor. Like, he's always in stuff, and you'd be like, hey, that's Joe Morton, you know. So he's always that guy. Every time I see Joe Morton, even now, every time I see Joe Morton, I'm like, hey, that's Joe Morton, you know. So great fucking character actor. I think a lot of people may know him as the brother from Another Planet. That was like one of his few starring roles. He played that. He was the brother from Another Planet. He was also on A Different World. He played that guy that fucking Whitley almost married. You know, like, he played that dude. And he was in T2. He was the guy that started Cyberdyne. So, he was that dude. But yeah, Joe Morton's in this movie. He plays the black police captain. That's it. That's the most, that's the gist of his character. He's just the black police captain. I don't think he even had a name. Did he even name? It's like, hey, black police captain. You know? Captain Black Police. That was his name. Captain Black Police. That was his fucking name. But yeah, like, cause I used to hate that. They still kind of do it still a little bit today. They're kind of dying down on this shit. Because, like, whenever they want to put a black person in a cop movie, they don't really want to make him the cop. They're going to make him the captain. So I could be like, hey, man, we got a black guy. They could be like, hey, man, we got a black guy in this movie. And look, he's the captain. So, like, he's in charge. That's it. You know, he don't get to do nothing cool. He don't get to shoot nobody. He just the black police captain. You know, he's just the guy that's like, I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you to get those fucking hostages off the bus? You know, that's it. That's he's like, hey, whatever fucking Irish white cop name you got. Hey, McTiernan. Turn to your badge, McTiernan. You know? He was like, you're off this case. I don't ever want to see you again. And like, that's the black police captain in 80s and 90s cop movies. That's that. So, that's Joe Morton. It's a little bit more chill in this movie than a lot of other black police captains, but still, black police captain. Dennis Hopper, oh my god, Dennis Hopper as the villain Howard Payne, oh my god, he might be one of the greatest cinematic villains of all time. Thanos, what's another great villain? Zod. I'm naming all like fucking superhero villains because I'm a fucking comic book nerd. What the fuck else? I'm trying to think of a real good villain. Marcellus Wallace, you know, this is another one that popped in my head. Marcellus Wallace, even though by the end of that movie he's not really a villain, but but out of all the great villains, Howard Payne has to be up there as a top villain. You know, Predator, you know. just pulling villains out of my head, you know, like all those goddamn villains. Max Cady's a good villain. Like he's kind of like on a Max, he's kind of like on a Max Cady level. Max Cady's a great fucking villain from Cape Fear. Like, that's a great fucking villain. I would put him up there with Max Cady. Howard Payne and Max Cady would, Howard Payne and Max Cady would probably fucking just strike fear. And terror, he would have the nation, they would have the nation in grips of terror. You know, like, I think, man, like they would be a dynamic duo of villainy. I think Howard Payne and Max Cady, I think they would be good. But Dennis Hopper's fucking great. He's always been a great fucking actor.
So I'm not shocked that he's great in this movie. And I was like, it's Dennis Hopper. I got nothing else to say about him. He's a great fucking villain. Stand out in this goddamn movie. The background cast is great too. We got my man from Ferris Bueller in this movie. Gotta play Cameron. He played Ferris Bueller's best friend. He's in this movie. I think originally they said, when I did my research, I think originally they said he was supposed to be a lawyer and not a tourist, because he's a tourist in this movie. He's supposed to be a lawyer, and he's supposed to be like a lawyer that everybody fucking hated, and they're gonna kill him. Originally, his character, like, he's gonna be this fucking obnoxious, like, just fucking asshole ass lawyer, and like, they were just gonna kill him. They were just gonna let him, like, fucking die or some shit. But they was like, you know what, that's too fucking much. Let's just make him a tourist. Yeah, man, they were great background characters in this movie, man. I love the camaraderie. Like, a lot of them didn't fucking talk, but, you know, but just seeing them there, they were good. They were good. They made a good $500 that day, probably. I don't know, but, you know, we'll see. I don't know, but another thing, I'm like, before I leave, man, before I fucking leave, before I wrap this goddamn review up, shout out to my man Glenn Plummer is that dude, man. Glenn Plummer in this movie, Glenn Plummer is the guy that Keanu Reeves steals his car to get on the bus. He's the black guy. He's like, hey, man, you're messing up my car, man. What's going on? He's like, he's that dude. But shout out to Glenn Plummer, man. Because Glenn Plummer, let me tell you about Glenn Plummer. Glenn Plummer did all, I don't know if I talked about him before this, but Glenn Plummer did all the things that we wouldn't have to. He did all the black roles, all the fucking sidekick roles, all the thug roles, all those type of roles. He did those roles in the 80s and 90s, so we didn't have to, bro. You're like, he did that shit. You're like, he's always been kind of like a day player actor, kind of. You know, like, you'll see him in the movie for a little bit and then he gone, you know. You know, like, that's always been Glenn Plummer most of the time. You'll see him in the movie and then he'll be gone. He was in Colors. He was in South Central. He's OG Bobby Johnson in South Central. He was in Menace to Society for a little bit. He was in Showgirls. You know, dude, he was in this. He was in the sequel to Speed. He was on Sons of Anarchy for a little bit. He played like the corrupt cop on Sons of Anarchy. Trying to name everything he's been in. Like, dude has an illustrious career, man. But like, he's like, dude did. I salute that brother, man. Like, I salute Glenn Plummer because he did all the things that black actors wouldn't have to do today. You know, like, shout out to that dude. Glenn Plummer crawled so Michael B. Jordan could walk. You know, like he crawled so, like, guys like him could walk, man. Like, he, salute that brother, man. And he punched Sean Penn in the face, so he gets brownie points for that too. He punched Sean Penn in the face, so he's cool in my book. That's all I got to say about that. But like, this movie's just big stupid fun, man. Like, this movie is fun as shit. It doesn't make any goddamn sense, but it's fun as shit. I still love it. It still holds a place in my heart. I give a movie a 3 out of 5. Next week is the last week of Viewer's Choice Month. I'm gonna put up 4 more movies for you guys to vote in the comments. If you're not vote, if you want to know how you can vote, follow me on Instagram at I Watch This As An Adult, and follow me on Facebook on as I'm messing it up. Follow me on Facebook on I Watch This As An Adult. So you can vote in the comments for what movie you want me to review next. Another announcement, I'm going to be tweaking my Patreon. I got a Patreon. I need to tweak it out. You know, I really want you guys to tell me, you know, tell me, send me a fucking message on in Instagram. Send me a comment on Facebook. What do you guys want to see on the Patreon? You know, cause I don't know what to do. Like I'm gonna scrap my Patreon and just tweak it out. You know, like I need to tweak out my Patreon, but I don't know what to do. I need you guys' help. You know, what do you guys want to see on the Patreon? Let me know. Like I said, send me a message on Instagram. Send me something on Facebook. You know, send me a comment on Facebook. You know, do that. Don't forget to give me 5 stars on Apple Podcast. And give me some comments. I want some feedback. I need some feedback. Let me know what you guys want me. Like, this is reciprocal. We're reciprocal. You're like, I give you guys what you want. You tell me. Like, I work for you guys. Okay? Like, that's what it is. You know? Like, you guys pay my salary. Okay? I'm like a cop or whatever the fuck. I don't know. But, you know, but that's what we do. That's what we do. I'll be back next week. Peace.